Amid Beis. So the Gemara over there says that after Adam and Chava were nichshol from the chet of the Eitz Hadas, so Adam was cursed, Chava was cursed, the Nachash was cursed. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi, Eser klolos niskalu lo Chava. Chava didn't just get one klola, she got 10 klolos. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, El Ho'isha Omer Harba Arba. Goes on to darshan in the whole Pasuk. Elu shnei tipei davim, achas dam nida v'achas dam besulim. Etzvoy neich zed tzar gidol bonim, v'heroy neich zed tzar ha'ibur. Be'etzev tel di bonim kimashmoy, v'el ish sheikh tishu koseich melamed sheo isha mishtei kekes al bayla b'shosh yoytze l'derech, v'hu yim shobach melamed sheo isha tevas b'lev, v'o isha teveh b'peh, etc., etc. The Gemara goes through what the 10 klolos are. But included in those 10 klolos are tzar gidol bonim, and tzar leda. And the Gemara says, what do you see in the pasuk that a woman was cursed, Chava was cursed, that every time a woman has a child, she's going to have to endure tzar gidul bonim and tzar leda? It's right there. Elo isha amar harba arba itzvoynech veheroynech. Itzvoynech, and Rashi brings in a chumash, zet tzar gidul bonim. Veheroynech, zet tzar ha'ibor. So you see that a woman, this is included in the 10 klolos, she's going to have to go through tzar gidul bonim, and she's going to have to go through tzar ibur. Freik the mashon chushia godes on this gemara erevin daf kuf amid beis, that doesn't it seem to be out of order? Etzvoynech, zet tzar gidul bonim, heroynech, second tzar ibur. First the woman gets pregnant, first she has tzar ibur, and only afterwards does she have tzar gidul bonim. So why are we mentioning tzar gidul bonim before? What comes first? First, the woman's pregnant, and then afterwards, she has a child. So why is it it's voynech zeh tzar gidul bonim, and only afterwards it's heroynech tzar ibur? I saw in the Maril Diskin in his Pirush al Torah, he says yesh metartzim. Some want to say based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas after Cain and Hevel were already born. So first Cain and Hevel were born, and only afterwards, if you go through the Seder Ayoyim of that Yoyim Hashishi of when Adam and Chava were born and ultimately sinned, first Cain and Hevel were born, and afterwards they ate from the Eitz Hadas. So it comes out that when Chava was cursed, which klola went into effect first? Tzar gidul bonim. Because she had children, so right now there's a klola, you're going to have to raise these children b'tzar. The tzar ibur is not going to be in effect until the next time she's pregnant. That wasn't going to happen until later. So in terms of the chronology, which klola went into effect first, it was the tzar gidul bonim. That's why we mentioned Elo Isha Amar Harba Arba Itzvoynech. Right now, you're going to have Itzvoynech. You're going to have tzar gidul bonim for Cain and Hevel that were just born. Veheroynech. And the next time you get pregnant, it's not going to go as smoothly as it went now. Then you're going to have tzar ibur as well. But it's based on the Seder of how it played itself out that it's going to happen. I saw in the Ben Yoyada, and I saw it in the Teres Chaim as well, all in Erev and Nafkuf Amid Beis, they say different Teres. They say that it's true. When a woman has a child, the pregnancy, it could be very, very difficult. It's a klala. But you know what's even a bigger klala? When a woman has a little baby and then she's pregnant with another child. So that compounds the klala. It's a lot more challenging because you're taking care of your little children and you're walking around pregnant. The klala of Tzar Ibur is that klala. It's true. All pregnancy is a klala. But there's a special klala when a woman has tzar gidul bonim and at the same time she's juggling, she's balancing tzar ibor. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing. Elo isha amar, tel chavo, harba arba tzvoynech, veheroynech, deheroynech that's going to come after the tzvoynech. You're going to have little kinderlach and you're going to be pregnant. You know how hard that's going to be? That's the klala that the Torah is coming to emphasize. I saw in the Sefer, and I have to give a shout out to a good chaver in Cleveland for sending me the Sefer. The Sefer Or Torah from Meir Chil HaLevi, the Aschof Segoin. So he was known as the Aschof Segoin. So when you open a Sefer, you expect to see Goinus. So he says something beautiful, a real Polish Goinus. He says that it could be the Pshat as follows, that we know that a woman is not obligated in the mitzvah puruvu. Men have an obligation of puruvu. Women don't have a mitzvah puruvu. Stating that, Tosef says in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, B'shem Derivam, that even though an Isha doesn't have the mitzvah puruvu, but Isha has a mitzvah of Sheves. Maybe we'll do a read bite on this. A mitzvah has an Isha of Sheves. We spoke about this at length when we learned Perek HaSheleach. The Taz says that the mitzvah of Sheves is not like the mitzvah puruvu. The mitzvah puruvu, we pass like Bissil, is a ben abbas. But Sheves, all you have to have is one child. So one child, you're ready to become the mitzvah of Sheves. So he said, Gevaldik. He says that the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Ches, Amar Abba Loza, Shluchei Mitzvah Eino Nizoykin. If somebody's doing a mitzvah, really, Eino nizoiken. It's not possible for a person to have klolo while he's doing a mitzvah. So when a woman gives birth to her first child, when she's going through her first pregnancy, she can't be cursed in the klolo sense. You know why? Because she's being mekayim a mitzvah. What mitzvah is she being mekayim? Sheves. Because even though a mitzvah doesn't have, a woman doesn't have puruvu, but a woman does have sheves. And shluchei mitzvah in a nizoikin, so you can't tell me that you're going to be mekal her. It's not possible to be mekal the woman. Valziyotach the mitzvah of sheves. Where is it? Negeya the klolo, the second child. Because the second child, when she doesn't have a mitzvah anymore, yeah, the man has a mitzvah, but she doesn't have a mitzvah. Because sheves is only the first child, like the Taz says. So at that point already, she's shayach to the klolo. That's why the Torah emphasizes that the Heroinech is going to be the second child. It's Tzvaynech Zetzar Gidubonim. I isn't the Heroinech before the Tzvaynech. No. Because the first Heroinech is a mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah in a Zaykin. Because she has her mitzvah of Shevis. There it's not going to be Negei. You know where it's Negei? The Heroinech that comes after the Tzvaynech. The Tzar Ibor. The Emes says we always speak out for a Meir Simcha. We've spoken this out many, many times. Meir Simcha says that the reason women don't have the mitzvah of Puruvu is because the Torah is Derached Archinayim. And the Torah does not obligate a person to do something that's cruel and unusual. And being that when a woman has children, it comes along with klolos. It's such a challenging thing for a woman to carry the child, give birth to the child, raise the children. The Torah would never, the Torah's mitzvah, ask a person, obligate a person to do something that's so difficult to do. That's why a woman doesn't have a mitzvah puruvu. For a man, his role in the family is not so terrible. Not as cruel and unusual. It's for that reason men can have a mitzvah puruvu, women can't have a mitzvah puruvu. The MSI, I saw the Chassam Sofer says it. Chassam Sofer says it in Chassam Sofer ala Torah on this pasuk. The Eloisha Amma Harba Arba, it's Zvoinich Vehiroinich. Zokte Ilge Chassam Sofer, the Torah is talking dafka to the woman. Eloisha Amma. Why not the Ish? Why didn't the Ish get the same klolo? Zokte Chassam Sofer. But the Torah couldn't give it to this. Yodua she ain't shum mitzvah ba'al yedei tzar klal mishum dechsev derochel darchinoya lochein rako isha niskalula b'itzvain tel dibonim ki hi ain't a mitzvah al peri verivya aval ha'ish loy niskalu b'zeh ubiki yoytzev as a klal ki ha'ish mitzvah al peri verivya. So like some soifu was mechavin Rimei Simcha, Shneim Nischavu, they're coming from different sides, but Shneim Nischavu Dovarecha, this is this word from the Ostrov Tzegoyin as well. So it's true, a man can have the klolos, because a man has a mitzvah. A man has a mitzvah because he doesn't have the klolos, however you want to say it. But what about the Isha? Isha doesn't have a mitzvah. It's not true. Tosfos zoktach that a woman does have Shabbos. That's why the first Ibur is not the klolo. You know which Ibur is going to be the klolo? So what does that do with our sugya? Because there's another teretz, and that is Shule Diskin. In his marl Diskin al teretz says, Ichab nacha teretz. You know what my teretz is? Reb Chizda said, Bas tchila simen yofi lebanim. What does that mean? That if a person has a daughter first, it's great for the family. And the Gemara said two reasons. The first reason was because she helps raise the children. So it comes out, a girl's Tzar Gidul Banim starts before she has her own children. You know when a girl's Tzar Gidul Banim starts? When she helps her parents raise her siblings. V'haraya, the Gemara said, Simen Yofi Lebanim, because all the work, she calls it B'derech Tzachos. So he says, Al Derech Tzachos, Ula Yesh Loimah, the Tzar Gidul Banim starts before the Tzar Ibor. You're right, her own children first comes the Tzar Ibor, then comes the Tzar Gidul Banim. But every girl was Neskalo, that from the day she turns 9 years old, she's already making Shabbos, she's already preparing everything in the house. I don't have daughters, so this is no Negis over here. She's already getting involved in the house. That's Tzar Gidul Banim, Zok. So the Tzar Gidul Banim, in fact, starts before the Tzar Leda. Either way, that is the first Torah.